The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with J.D. the Colorado Deplorable.
Taxes, $400,000
down. No new taxes. There would be no need.
If you make less than $400,000, you won't pay a single penny more in taxes. You have my word on it.
Nobody making under $400,000 would have their taxes raised, period. Bingo.
If we can do that, just give the audience one more chance to listen to this thing.
No new taxes, $400,000
down. No new taxes. There would be no need.
If you make less than $400,000, you won't pay a single penny more in taxes. You have my word on it.
Nobody making under $400,000 would have their taxes raised, period. Bingo.
Bingo. Yeah, come on, man. Nobody's taxes are going to be raised, Jack. All right, yeah. Good. Happy Saturday to all of you, and welcome to the Swamp with me, JD. Thank you, as always, for joining me here in the Swamp, where we fight the swamp creatures every week. We never stop fighting. So, no new taxes. How many times have we heard Joe Biden over the last, 3 years now or longer, promise, guarantee, no new taxes, no new taxes, no new taxes? At first it was, if you make under $200,000, you will never see new taxes, what if he's president, right? And then, of course, we know after that, a little bit later, it went to $400,000. Well, I meant $200,000 per person. So if it's a family, whatever, $400,000. So if you make less than $400,000, you will not have any new taxes. Well, which is it, Joe, you big liar? But that shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, Joe Biden is known, literally known for his lies. He's been lying to the American people probably his entire life, over 40 years for sure that we know of. I mean, all the lies that guy has told and the stories. He went to prison when he was over in Africa because he was at an airport and tried to leave to go visit Nelson Mandela, and they arrested him and put him in prison. Never happened. Never happened. Just recently, all the way up to now, just recently, he made a claim that he had been originally, back in the 60s, accepted to the Naval Academy. Never happened. Total BS. Everything from he used to be a truck driver to, yeah. And his people, his handlers, are constantly making corrections and apologize. Well, they don't really apologize, but they say, well, no, this is what he really meant. Yeah, he didn't really mean to say that he was a truck driver. He meant to say that he used to have an F-150. So, anyway, you get the point. So, no new taxes, no new taxes. And with this new, what the Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act, all right? That's a bunch of bull. That is not what this bill is. It does not reduce inflation, doesn't do anything of the sort. Actually, it should be called the Middle Class Reduction Act, or as I call it, the Inflation Act. That's what I call it. And all our taxes, everybody's taxes, are going up. Yeah, going up. And all the stupid things that are in this bill, search it, Google it, whatever. And there's an article by Forbes and a couple of other ones you can look at to see exactly what's in this bill. And, of course, there's some hidden things, too, that we don't even know yet. And like Nancy Pelosi's famous for saying, well, pass it, and then you can read it and know what's in it, right? That's their way. It is ridiculous. I can tell you one thing that's in it. They approved, and you're not even going to believe this, but you can verify it, look it up. I think it was $300 million to go to Bahrain for gay education. Folks, I am not making that up. So while here in America, people can't eat, people are in lines at food banks in record numbers, people are buying groceries and household goods at dollar stores in record numbers, which, by the way, are now $1.50, $2 stores for the first time in history. While all this is going on, people are losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, they can't even buy food or new school clothes or school supplies. That's no kidding. And these Democrats are sending $300 million to Bahrain for gay and lesbian education? Come on. Now, that's one of the worst I've ever seen. And there's some doozies out there. There's some doozies. You know, whatever. I'm not saying that they can't have whatever type of education they want, or people can't live their lives the way they want. You know, whatever, that's up to them. But doggone it, don't spend $300 million of our money on something that less than 1% of the population wants. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Yeah, let's hit that again.
No new taxes, $400,000
down. No new taxes. There would be no need for
it. If you make less than $400,000, you won't pay a single penny more in taxes. You have my word on it.
Nobody making under $400,000 would have their taxes raised, period. Bingo.
Nobody under $400,000, Jack. Period. Bingo. Come on, man. We started off the show with that. And that's what we're talking about for the moment. And then we'll go on to other things. But I had to talk about this. And we ended the last segment before the break with talking about these nut bars, these Fruit Loops, that the Biden administration keeps sending all over the place to represent the United States of America. They send them to France. Now they're in Bahrain. They are literally in Bahrain. You know the two. You know. One of them's wearing a beautiful, short, little blue dress with flowers on it and a little business jacket. The other one is in the military and has some sort of a, looks like a doggone admiral's jacket or something on, you know, the one in the glasses. But you know the two. They're in Bahrain. They went over there to announce the good news, to spread the good news, the big announcement that the United States is giving Bahrain $300 million U.S. taxpayer dollars to educate people on you know, gay education, gay and lesbian education. That's what it's for, right? So, gee, why would I have a problem with that? Well, I'll tell you the biggest problem I have with it. It's not that I'm, you know, don't like gays or anything like that. What it is that I'm sick and tired of these politicians giving away our hard-working money and taxing the crap out of us more and more and more and more. Now we're going to pay more taxes. To be exact, $16.7 billion more. That's what we're going to pay because of this new Middle Class Reduction Act. And they're giving $300 million to another country. Well, for anything that ticks me off. But especially for something that less than 1% of the population wants. How is that? I thought this was a democracy. I thought that it's the majority rules, you know, all that good stuff that we've been taught since kindergarten, first grade, whatever, since we learned the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what burns me up, and that's what's burning up a whole lot of other Americans, too, the majority of Americans. So, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot of other things in this Inflation Act that should not be in there. Of course, there always is, and they always call these things something that it's not. I heard a guy talking yesterday, and he said he's been in Washington for 30-some-odd years, whatever. One thing he's learned is that whatever they call these bills, expect it to be the total opposite. He said that's one thing he's learned. I'm sure he's learned a lot. You know, like I'm always saying, I think a lot of politicians get elected. They go to the swamp, Washington, D.C., with the best of intentions. And then they drink the water, right? Next thing you know, they're no different than the rest of them. I mean, they may not be as bad as this one or that one over there or whatnot, but yeah, they go bad. Not all of them. There are a lot of good conservative politicians in Washington. And we've brought a lot of those people on this very show. And they will be coming back. I just talked to Heidi Ganahl yesterday, by the way. Communicated with her. And she'll be coming back on before the midterm election. Before Election Day, she'll be back on here on Swamp Fight. So that'll be a good chance for you guys. I'll open up the phones that day. You can call in and ask her, you know, whatever you want about what she's going to do. And I've got some things to ask her too. Some things that Polis is doing and what she plans on doing about it. Okay, back to this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, Middle Class Reduction Act. The Wall Street Journal this week said, and I quote, they might as well add world peace and global democracy, since this bill has roughly the same odds of achieving those ends. That's the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Ain't going to happen. It's a fallacy. It's just a cover for a bunch of crazy leftist socialist spending. I'm really surprised. Well, not really, but kind of that Joe Manchin caved on that. And then I thought, well, Kristen Sinema in the Senate, you know, maybe she's a Democrat also. Maybe she'll keep it from happening. But she won't. Once it's made it through the House, there's no way. And I hope I'm wrong, but there's no way that she's going to stand out on an island and do the right thing for the people. Joe Manchin, by the way, from West Virginia, totally let his conservative base down. But we now know why he did it, because the Democrats gave him a natural gas pipeline in West Virginia. I'm not kidding you. These are the Democrats who never stop talking about climate change and global warming and how evil fossil fuels are, and they approve a natural gas pipeline to Joe Manchin's home state to get him to vote yes on this crap. There's the definition of a politician right there. It's people like that give politicians a bad name, right? Yeah, lowest approval rating and trust rating in the country, the media. Well, they're right there with Congress. They kind of go back and forth on who the American people trust the least, okay? Another thing that this bill provides for is 86,000 new IRS agents. That's scary, people. That's scary. I've told you before, this is how the Democrats and the Obama administration and now the Biden administration, that's how they roll. That's how they force their will upon us. They weaponize certain government agencies and they use them against us, the American people, we the people. IRS, Department of Homeland Security, remember their new misinformation task force, believe it or not, that was given to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Why? They don't care who they give it to. They weaponize. Did you know that the IRS has like millions of rounds of ammo and weapons like AR-15s and things like that? Why does the IRS need ammo and weapons? That's a head scratcher. But that's what they do. They weaponize certain government agencies to basically become their Gestapo. I mean, that's exactly the same thing Adolf Hitler did. He weaponized certain parts of the government and things, you know, the Gestapo, the SS, the Hitler Youth movement, the breeding programs, the medical programs, the weapons develop, everything. That's how they do it. They weaponize government agencies. This is how they attempt to control the people, like get guns off, get rid of guns, control health care, you know, basically to get you to forcibly do their bidding, control you. Speaking of guns, I see we're Boulder, I think this week, they have a new law. No one under 21 can buy a gun. There's a 10-day extended wait. No guns in parks. I guess that means up in the mountains, too. I don't know. No guns anywhere. In public, basically. And then on the contrary, you have a school district in North Carolina, Madison County, North Carolina, who just voted to put an armed guard with an AR-15 specifically in every single school. Now, I want to tell you something. I want to make a prediction here right now. This is a prediction from JD, the Colorado Deplorable, right here, right now. I'll bet you anything you want to bet that there's going to be a whole lot less problems in Madison County, North Carolina, in their schools than there will be in Boulder, Colorado. Now, I pray to God there's not an event in either place. I do. Horrible. Horrible. But I think you would agree with me that the chances of something like that happening in a school is probably going to be a lot. There's probably going to be a lot more of a chance of it happening in Boulder than there is in Madison County, North Carolina, where there's going to be a guard with an AR-15 in every school. Just saying. Okay, just saying. We already know the highest crime zones in this entire country. We know it's in all the Democrat-ran cities, the urban areas. We know it's in, you know, these no-gun zones. That's where it happens, folks. These crazy people that have done this and do these crazy, insane, evil things. Well, one thing they're probably not is completely stupid. I mean, yeah, they are insane, but they know. You know, if I go here, they're going to have, you know, everybody in there or some of the people or who knows which ones or who are going to have guns. If I go over here, you're not allowed to have guns, so nobody's going to have a gun. Which place do you think they're going to go? You really don't have to be real intelligent or bright to figure that one out, do you? Like the old saying, you don't have to be a brain surgeon for that one. All right, going into a break here. This is JD. This is Swamp Fight. Please stay with us. I'll see you on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
All right, thanks for joining me back here in the swamp. This is JD. Been talking about this Middle Class Reduction Act of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Of course, I don't know how much of it's really Joe Biden's, probably very little. He usually doesn't even know what day of the week it is. So, yeah, there's definitely people behind him and around him that are in control. Let's put it that way. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The guy, there's no possible way that Joe Biden can be the commander in chief and run this country. He's not mentally and physically, able. He's just not. I'm not making fun of the guy. I'm just stating a fact. Okay? And we knew that during the 2020 election, leading up to the election. We knew that. That's why they hid him in the basement for a year and a half. seems to do better. Things seem to go a little better anyway when he is in the basement. I don't know why. I guess, who knows? I have some theories, but a couple of more things on this act, this bill, and then we'll move on to something else. But I wanted to say that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, okay, they reported this week that June 21 to June 22, the CPI inflation rate over that year was 9.1%, okay? So that tells us a couple of things. Number one, they, as we all knew, they were reporting it a lot lower through most of that year than it really was. And secondly, when you add in some things that we actually, regular Americans, pay for on a day-to-day basis, like, I don't know, food, fuel, energy cost, our air conditioning, if you have that, and, you know, all those things. When you add those things in, inflation is actually somewhere around 18 to 20%. Okay? I mean, it's the highest it's been since at least the 1970s. And a lot of very smart people are saying it's the highest that it's been since the Depression. So no matter who, doesn't matter who you believe, it's high. We know that. And things are out of control. And people are hurting. And industries are hurting. Like the construction industry and all these different, you know, nobody can get anything. And if you do get it, it's 2 to 3 times higher than it was a year ago, year or so ago. And then you got people saying, I'm not going to pay that. So pretty much shutting these people down as far as having any work. There's a lot of problems. And I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm probably not going to be buying an electric car this fall. I mean, you may have, but I don't have an extra $65,000 laying around. I saw last night where every one of the auto manufacturers are saying that The EV cars, the electric cars that they are currently producing, 70% of those won't even qualify for the subsidies that this Biden administration is touting. That's supposedly in this bill, this Middle Class Reduction Act. Auto manufacturers saying, well, you can come buy one of these, but you're not going to get any help because it doesn't qualify. And they're probably not going to qualify for at least another 10 years or more. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. Oh, my gosh. And it's like, you know, they're promising. I tell you, let's hear what White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday.
It is not correct because, I will give you why it's not correct, because it is incomplete. The JCT report that we're currently seeing is incomplete because it omits the actual benefits that Americans would receive when it comes to prescription drugs, when it comes to lowering energy costs like utility bills.
Prescription drugs? Energy costs, lower utility bills? When? How? When? In 30 years? Come on. There's nothing in this bill that's going to lower my electric bill or gas bill or any other bill for that matter. It's not going to lower the gas price. It's not going to lower anything. At least not for sure, a very, very long time. So these things aren't going to happen overnight. Are you kidding me? It's not going to happen overnight. And that's another thing that the Democrats absolutely don't understand. So I'm wondering, are these, and by the way, prescriptions, what if you don't buy prescriptions? How's that going to help you? Most of the people in this country don't even buy prescriptions, you know, especially the younger generations. They don't. Dumb. Anyway, I'm wondering if this thing's going to be the same as Obama's green energy bill and his promises and his, like, his shovel-ready jobs and stuff that he promised, which never happened. Obama gave billions to all these companies, and a lot of them were buddies of his, these green energy companies, green energy technology and all that, who are all bankrupt now. One of them was right here, at least one of them in Colorado. I think it was in Boulder. I could be wrong on that. I'd have to look that up. But it was in Colorado. And then, you know, look at this. Solar windmills, EVs, all these things. Where's the benefits and the positive changes from the billions of dollars of our money Obama took from us 8 to 10 years ago? There is no. You can't find them. Same exact thing's going to happen with this. Just wait. Wait and see. You'll see. This bill raises corporate and business taxes by at least another 15%. Here again, Democrats don't understand. They just don't get that U.S. companies will now, like they always do, and always have, always will, they'll make up for this by either taking it from their employees or taking it from us with higher prices. Okay, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003. 5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Word last night, by the way. I was just sitting there thinking, and I was like, you know what? If Joe Biden was a dinosaur, which actually he is, he is a dinosaur. But do you know what species of dinosaur he is? Well, I do. He is a Moronosaurus. Joe Biden is a Moronosaurus. A Moronosaurus wreck. That's what he is. So, here's something really interesting for you guys. Here's a totally different spin on this green energy stuff that I'll bet most of you have not even thought about, okay? Right now, virtually every major renewable energy manufacturer is based in China. Big surprise, right? Everything else is made there. Why not this? But here's the problem. China makes more than 80% of the world's solar panels and most of the world's wind turbines. So I think it's safe to assume China understands renewables. They understand renewable energy, renewable technology. They seem to be the leaders. Unfortunately, I mean, the United States are the ones spending all the money on it, on climate change and everything else, way more than anybody else. And China don't. Yet they are the leaders in manufacturing all those items. Isn't that crazy? But here, listen to this. Listen to this. So, if China, being the king of renewable energy technology and the manufacturing of this technology, why doesn't China itself rely on renewable energy power generation? Why? They don't. They just don't. I mean, they have most of the world's supply of EV batteries. They make those too, by the way. Pretty much control the market on EV batteries. Solar panels, wind turbines, you name it. They own it, and they're the leaders. So how come they don't use them? That is a head-scratcher. How come they don't use them? From 1967 through right now, China's CO2 emissions have steadily risen, while the U.S. and Europe's have been going down that entire time. Of course they have, because we care. They don't. And I'm always saying we don't need the government forcing any of these issues on us, because the American people and our companies and our inventors and scientists, our innovators, they're going to take care of it anyway. The government don't have to tell them, but not in China. Not in China. And especially over the past 15 years. Since 2007, China's CO2 emissions have gone from 3 billion tons to now over 13 billion tons. While ours has steadily been dropping, same thing in Europe. Okay? China wants the rest of the world to run on renewables, but China doesn't want renewables for themselves. And I'll tell you why right now. Think about this. China understands that if the rest of the world becomes dependent on renewables while they continue using fossil fuels, they'll have a huge advantage over the rest of the world. And while the Democrats are shutting down coal-fired electric plants here in the U.S., the Chinese are building new ones. The Chinese are building more coal-fired plants than the rest of the world combined. Why? Again, 70-80% or more of all the world's renewable energy technology and manufacturing, and they don't use it? Why are they building more coal-fired energy electric plants than than the rest of the world combined. Hmm. I wonder why. Yeah. Interesting. So, like I said, that gives them a huge advantage. Okay. And while we're shutting them down, these coal-fired plants, the Chinese are building new ones. And you don't have to take my word for this, by the way, on this. These are documented facts reported by many worldwide agencies and sources, including the Global Carbon Project. Look it up. Global Carbon Project. If you don't believe me, look it up. So what's this mean? Why is China refusing to use their own green technologies that they have a global monopoly on? Renewable energies are not 100% reliable. I'm going to tell you right now the biggest advantage this gives China. They are not all that reliable. As we learned in Texas not too long ago, with their when they had the ice storms, it incapacitated, totally incapacitated their wind turbines, their solar panels. China understands that. They understand that any country that's running on renewables while they are still running on fossil fuels is highly, highly vulnerable. They know a renewable grid is much more vulnerable than a grid supplied and ran on fossil fuels. Go ahead and argue with me about it. I can prove it to you. It's easy. Totally easy. You can't protect solar panels and wind turbines from an attack because they are 100% exposed. They're outdoors. They can't be protected from bombs. They can't be protected from missiles. They can't be protected from an EMP. They can't even be protected from Mother Nature. Okay, we'll be back here in a couple of minutes. Stay with us. And I'm going to close out today telling you some more about this incredibly important subject. And I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, JD back here with you in the swamp. They're telling me I have a caller. And caller, I'm going to bring you on here in just a minute. This is our last little segment for today, but I have to close out on this. This is an incredibly important subject. So we're talking about how vulnerable renewable energy grids are because they're above ground, they're outdoors. You can't protect them from bombs, missiles. You can't even protect them from Mother Nature, from the weather. Okay? And the Chinese know this. That's why they're not using them. That's why they're going to stay using fossil fuels. That's why they don't give a crap about climate change, okay? And while we Americans and Europeans, while us Westerners are being clean and woke and all that, we're being naive and stupid because the Chinese are going to be banking trillions from all the renewable stuff they're selling the West while they're making plans to kick our butts and rule the world. China benefits from this big time. When Western countries sabotage their own energy supply in the name of climate change or global warming or whatever term they're using, China's making plans to kick our butts. And I'm not saying we can't or shouldn't have renewable green energy. I'm just saying we need to be smart. We need to do it over time. We can't jump in the water with our pants still on. That's all I'm saying. Caller, thanks for joining us. What's going on today?
Yes, JD, thank you. I'm going to kind of summarize a quote from our third president, Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, I love him.
He warned us. He warned us about the private banks that would control the currency, and also the corporations that would grow up around us and deprive the people of all our property, and that we at one day our children. It would make them homeless, and he says, and because they defended that when they founded our founding documents, I mean he was very
pretty smart guy, huh?
Yes, and this is what's happening. It's all grown around us, but we've let it happen.
That's exactly what's happening. You are so right.
I believe. I mean. I'm more than woke. I've been awakened for a long time, and I think my first clue was after Obama got elected, Barry Satura.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And that's when I saw it really falling down. The bushes didn't help any, but
no, they
my
didn't.
My goodness.
Either. You know, I want to remind you that this is a really short segment. So if we get
okay.
Ended up, I apologize for that. You can continue talking. But we're going to come up at the end here any minute. But go ahead. I enjoy it. And thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Well, there's another quote here. Thomas Jefferson, he said, I sincerely believe that the banking establishments are more dangerous than a standing army.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. I abhor war and view it as the greatest scourge of mankind.
I'll tell you something else that's dangerous and harmful to this country. It's being ran by a so-called commander-in-chief who's a Moronosaurus. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, he does not have the wherewithal. I mean,
he doesn't. That's the end of the show. Call me back next week. And I'll bring you on longer. Call me earlier in the show. Thanks for joining us, folks. This is Swamp Fight. We'll see you next Saturday at noon. God bless each and every one of you. Stay cool. Well, you're already cool because you're listening to this show. Bye.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one.
and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.